AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. With each passing day, the window for finding survivors of the massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria is getting smaller. But there have been amazing rescues, like a 10-day-old baby girl pulled from the rubble in Turkey. Mohammed Hassoun works at two hospitals in northwest Syria and says they desperately need help.
The medical supplies that we have don't even cover 20% of the needs of people in northern Syria. And of course, the magnitude of the damage because of the earthquake is extremely difficult to deal with what we already have.
The U.S. is sending $85 million to help with relief efforts. The death toll, over 20,000. The federal prosecutor looking into possible wrongdoing by former President Trump wants to hear from the former VP. Here's White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Special Counsel Jack Smith was appointed in November to oversee the Justice Department's investigation into Donald Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election results, efforts that involved pressure on Mike Pence. The former vice president declined to testify before the House's January 6th committee last year. But now sources confirm Mike Pence has been subpoenaed to provide evidence to prosecutors.
CBS's Skylar Henry now with the latest on the Chinese spy balloon.
Since a U.S. fighter jet shot it down on Saturday, the FBI has been collecting and analyzing the wreckage. Underwater pictures apparently show the electronics mostly intact, even after falling from 60,000 feet. And while it was still flying, U-2 spy planes took high-resolution photos of what is described as an array of antennas for intercepting communications.
In Harford County, Maryland, police have now surrounded a suspect who shot two officers, Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
When he bailed out of the vehicle, he went into a wooded area, and he, hunkered down. He dropped to the ground, stayed in a prone position. He's moved a little bit since then, but we do have eyes on him.
Eight suspicious packages were delivered to a courthouse south of Pittsburgh yesterday. County Commissioner Diana Irae Vaughn.
The Washington County Department of Public Safety performed all immediate and available testing of the substance of concern. Nothing was detected.
Okay, some good news and bad news. A new study published in Nutrients suggests eating 1 to 3 eggs a week can reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease by more than half. The bad news, no one can afford eggs right now. Take this new research over easy, though. There have been a whole lot of studies about how heart-healthy eggs really are for us. They deliver high-quality nutrients like proteins, minerals, fat, soluble vitamins, and irons. But at the same time, they also contain high levels of saturated fatty acids and cholesterol, which are considered bad for the heart. This is CBS News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As long as there are veterans, the benevolent and protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is Ann, the Ad Council.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wiscommon Sense for a Friday morning. It's February 10th, 2023. From near as I can tell, it's another beautiful day on Lake Wissota, and it's a better day here on University Avenue in Madison, where I am for one more day after about 6 inches of really wet, heavy snow fell. But the roads are mostly good again, and hopefully folks were able to dig out without too much trouble. Coming up this morning, did you have a space on your Wisconsin legislature bingo card for proposing a poll tax? Well, fill it in, because two Republican lawmakers are introducing the latest measure designed to restrict voting rights. Also, Congressman Mark Buchan talks about accompanying President Biden on Air Force One during Wednesday's trip to Wisconsin. Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil helps us review some of the ideas in Biden's State of the Union address that didn't get as much attention, but nevertheless are still noteworthy for their potential benefit to Wisconsin. So we want to talk more about that. What else have I got here? Oh, Democratic strategist Joe Zepecki about the benefits to Wisconsin from Biden's proposals as well. Dan Schumacher will have a weekend sports preview, and the Civic Media Homeroom, the weekend shows and other news that's coming up from the Civic Media Radio family. Got to get my window fixed there so I can see one Aaron Zommers. Hey, such a busy Friday. We have planned for you. And honestly, it might be Monday before we review yesterday's opening hearing for that new House subcommittee that is basically a remake of McCarthyism. But instead of, you know, Joe McCarthy, it's now Kevin McCarthy. So I don't know if it's not son of McCarthy, McCarthyism part two, Electric Boogaloo. What do you think, Aaron? Maybe two... No,
I think Electric Boogaloo still works.
Ron Johnson, of course, was one of the first to testify. The hearing was just a drinking game of cliches and conspiracies and ridiculousness devoid of any factual information. And I think we'll get into it more on Monday and try to project whether this group is going to do some real damage, or if it's going to simply shoot itself in the foot on a regular basis as the Democrats on the committee point out that the things they're claiming aren't true or aren't significant. If you want to reach the show, 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. You just heard Aaron Zommers there accompanying me here in Madison today. One more pitch for the Up North News question of the week. Your uniquely Wisconsin love story. Could be how you met, how you got engaged, where you tied the knot. the favorite place where you and your sweetie go, which could be a pontoon on Lake Wissota, whatever floats your boat, no pun intended. You can head over to Up North News, look for one of the posts about your favorite Wisconsin Valentine story, and share that in the comments, and might make for a good little roundup story that we would do on Tuesday. Your reminder that in-person absentee voting is still going on for the February 21st primary, and that leads us into telling you that Monday is going to be a very busy show as well. We are going to have interviews with both state Supreme Court candidates on the progressive side of the ledger. On Monday at 6:15, Judge Everett Mitchell from Dane County. And at 7:15, Judge Janet Protasiewicz of Milwaukee County. So again, on Monday morning, Judge Mitchell at 6:15, Judge Protasiewicz at 7:15. And if you miss the shows, remember, you can always catch what we do as a podcast. We post it as a podcast almost immediately after the show. Go to the civicmedia.us page, and that's where you'll find our shows, and you can listen back to those. Also, we will have Motherhood Mondays coming up at 7:30 on Monday with Kate Duffy and Nicole Slavin, and they're going to talk about the importance of the state Supreme Court race. So be listening for all of that. Let's see. I wanted to pass along that for only the third time, a Wisconsin Badger alum has been chosen for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And so we want to, again, offer a hearty congratulations to former Badger Joe Thomas, a first ballot Hall of Famer, becoming only the seventh modern era offensive tackle in NFL history to be inducted during his first year of eligibility. After his time with the Badgers, he went to the Cleveland Browns, where he played for 11 seasons, made the Pro Bowl for the first 10 of those before injuries set in. But again, he is a perennial Pro Bowler. He'll be inducted in early August. And I wanted to make note as well, only the third former Badger, Crazy Legs Hirsch, was the one, and now I don't have the other in front of me here, but again, only the third time. All right, the Milwaukee Bucks are on a tear here, now a 9-game winning streak as they hold off the LA Lakers 115-106. Let's see, LeBron James was not there. I will say I wanted to try to watch the very beginning of the game before, calling it a night for a West Coast game, but they got off to kind of a late start because while LeBron sat out the game with, I think it was ankle soreness or something. Yeah, ankle soreness. So he was in a suit instead, but they did a little ceremony once again for him breaking the record, the all-time record for points scored in the NBA. And he gave a very lengthy speech at the center court, which, like a lot of athletes, it had a little bit of, hi, mom, and thanks to these folks. But otherwise, there was also a lot of what you would call more me now. So after the LeBron show, we got to see part of the game, and then the Bucks went on to get that win, and they will stay in L.A. and play the L.A. Clippers tonight. All right, coming up next, Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil. We talked to him earlier out in L.A. about the State of the Union and other news after this.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned, not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit, we're in shape, we are tight, we are muscular, we are attractive for our ages, and we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 29 today, under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 16 tonight, clear skies. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. civicmedia.us.
That's just a little pre-Valentine's Day dedication to an old dance partner of mine from the Trader and Trapper 3-for-1 dance floor in Eau Claire. And I hope everybody has a romantical Valentine's weekend. I did have the fleece vest. I was going to go with the Mike Gallagher look again today. But I got to tell you, this is a radio studio, a lot of equipment. Gets real hot real fast. I could not commit to the bit for those of you watching on Facebook video. Courier Newsroom, national correspondent Kia Vakil, joining us from Los Angeles. Kia, hello. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Pat.
We have talked about some of the big headlines in State of the Union, and since you gave it a full write-up for Courier Newsroom, and therefore for Up North News and some of our other state news properties, we thought we'd get into the weeds of some of the other things that if you didn't sit through a 75-minute speech... And nobody blames you for not sitting through a 75-minute speech. Kia and I get paid to do that. But Kia wrote up some of the things that maybe haven't gotten attention since that time. But I'll start, Kia, with a theme. And the president said it again the morning after when he came to Madison, Wisconsin, where he said, quote, "For the first time in a long time, we're building the economy from the bottom up and the middle out with products made in America with union labor." And of course, he said it at a labor training center in DeForest, just outside of Madison. But this is a speech and this is a plan that is perhaps more blue collar than a Democratic president's plan in some time, I would hazard a guess.
Yeah, I would argue since at least Jimmy Carter, if not LBJ. Biden delivered a pretty strong speech, you know, focusing on stuff he's accomplished, the infrastructure law, 12 million new jobs, 800,000 manufacturing jobs, investments in manufacturing. And the rhetoric he used was incredibly smart. You know, he's talked about it before, but he wants to, you know, help those communities that have been forgotten in the Rust Belt, in the Midwest, that have been left behind. Kind of, he wants to help rebuild them. And that's really was the framing of his speech last night, talking about bringing back good paying jobs, sort of rebuilding the manufacturing sector after, you know, NAFTA and all the offshoring of jobs and globalization. And those are things that Democrats, you know, like Bill Clinton supported. So Biden is separating himself from that era of, you know, Democratic economic policy and pushing a very, you know, blue collar working class agenda. And they've made some achievements already, and, you know, there's more he wants to do. And, you know, one of the things you mentioned that haven't gotten as much attention are his administration's efforts on what they're calling junk fees. Mm-hmm. So, for example, a couple of weeks back, they introduced a proposal to slash the late fees you get charged with if you miss a credit card payment. Those right now can run between $30 and $41, depending on how many payments you've missed. They want to cut it to $8 a payment. So no matter how many times you miss a payment, you get charged an extra $8 instead of $41. For a working class family that lives paycheck to paycheck, that's a huge deal. You know, I grew up with my dad had to, you know, balance his checkbook, basically. And so that's going to make a huge deal for family.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Youth Advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You and I have talked about that previously, that, again, it's something that this White House is paying attention to.
Yeah, I mean, by a lot of estimates, 30 million workers in this country are under non-compete agreements, which means that, you know, if they're a hairstylist or, you know, run their own, I don't know, work for an accounting firm, they can't leave those jobs to either start their own firm or work for a competing one if they're under a non-compete agreement for, let's say, a year. Sometimes that can be longer, sometimes it's shorter, sometimes there's very specific restrictions. So that's, you know, that's not quote unquote the free market that Republicans and conservatives and a lot of people on Wall Street support. That's extremely restrictive. That takes away people's economic freedom. And the Biden administration is trying to end those non-competes, and the worst people in the world are trying to prevent that from happening.
And then there was, after that, all that talk about, you know, unity and building things, we got to be reminded again of the dark days when Sarah Huckabee Sanders was behind a podium. And you put up a quote from her where she said, "I'm the first woman to lead my state. Biden is the first man to surrender his presidency to a woke mob that can't tell you what a woman is. Every day we're told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols. It's crazy and it's wrong." What does that say about what the Republican Party has learned from the 2022 midterms?
It says they've learned nothing. It says they are so obsessed with litigating these bizarre, like super online conflicts that appeal to a fringe minority of voters that they have lost all sense of what it takes to win competitive elections in states like Wisconsin or Pennsylvania or Arizona, where the vast majority of voters don't know what Sarah Huckabee Sanders is talking about. I live in Los Angeles, one of the most ostensibly liberal cities in the country. I have not met one person who talks about any of those things she's talking about. Sure, somewhere in the United States, there's maybe a college freshman who's using some of that rhetoric or some activists who talk like that. But it is not a common thing. And Republicans talk about it more than any Democrat or progressive activist I've ever interviewed or encountered. They have become obsessed with this idea that Democrats are beyond woke and advancing all these things that Joe Biden has never once talked about. Chuck Schumer has never talked about. It's nonsense. And it's weird. And frankly, that's going to turn off a lot of swing voters, as we saw last year.
There are certainly a growing number of Americans, sadly, that are learning about the dangers of fentanyl and the problems that have come in from China, from Mexico, that are homegrown as well. The president listed that along with, immigration reform on a bipartisan basis as things that need to be fixed, serious problems that need to be addressed. And not only did Republicans not stand and applaud for his call for bipartisan action on these important things, some of them, again, engaged in heckling. It doesn't give me a lot of faith that we're going to see substantive action to reduce the scourge of fentanyl across the country.
No. And, frankly, it's grim, but immigration has become their new wedge issue. What abortion was for decades is now immigration for them, and they don't have an interest in really solving it. They want to play politics with it. They want to, people like Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott want to bus migrants and, build a border wall and all this performative stuff that riles up their base, but actually accomplishes absolutely nothing in terms of solving the very real problems that exist in our immigration system. There are proposals out there that would solve some of the problems, would at least be, some progress. And a broad scope of Americans want, dreamers to be given a pathway to citizenship, and Congress has been unable to do it for almost a decade. And frankly, that's, Republicans don't want to solve this. They want to use it as a political issue and to create outrage and to just keep that cycle going.
And as we talk about the issues that, at least got mentioned, but not a lot of time, believe it or not, one of those was assault weapons, because there was no reason to spend a lot of time on it, because he's talking to people who, for the love of God, this week had lapel pins that looked like assault weapons at a time of immense school shootings and everything. But I mean, at least he reminded them of some factual information about assault weapons and what you can do safely about them.
Yeah, I mean, we had an assault weapons ban on the books for, I believe it was a decade, and then it expired, and lo and behold, mass shootings with assault weapons surged. And yeah, the lapel pin is just sort of the natural, continuation of the Christmas cards with a whole family of people, including Congressman Thomas Massey with their guns, and Lauren Boebert showing off her gun, and J.D. Vance aiming his assault weapon in the air because of a spy balloon that's he's not going to ever be able to shoot. It is, look, the Second Amendment exists. It makes sense that a lot of people want to hang on to their guns for hunting, for self-defense. That's all well and good. But, when a whole party seems to be glorifying weapons of war, there's no reason you need an assault weapon to go hunting or to protect your family. These are weapons of war, and they have glorified them to such an extent that they do not care that people are dying every single day as a result of them. That's seemingly a joke to them. So Biden calling for an assault weapons ban is logical, it's common sense, and it's not going to pass because of where we are right now.
I think that's where we need to end, because otherwise we just know we're going to say this every week. It's logical, it's common sense, and it's not going to pass. And such is the era we have, but at least they heard about it directly from the president in one address this year before the rest of their reality show goes on. Kia Vakil, thank you so much. Always appreciate the update. Have a great weekend.
You too. Absolutely, Pat.
So let's do a little dose of Wisconsin sense on the back end of that. There is a sweet spot when it comes to tuning your own horn. On the one end of the self-promotion spectrum is flat-out narcissism and an inability to never not talk about yourself, Donald Trump. At the other end is an ineffectiveness of, well, to borrow a biblical phrase, hiding your lamp under a bushel basket. For Democrats, it's best summed up in a political axiom that Trygve Olson of the Lincoln Project mentioned this week on Todd Alba's radio show. While Democrats are trying to create policy, Republicans are creating narratives. They weave a story, often inaccurate, sometimes a straight-up fabrication, but if you push the narrative enough, some people start to believe it, like all the polls that show how many Americans think Republicans would be better on the economy, even though they have no economic plan. And when they have been trusted with the economy, they plow it into the ground. More about that later in the show, but first we're going to take a break, come back and hear more from Congressman Mark Pocan about riding with President Biden out to Wisconsin this week.
You are listening to WAU.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
To be here.
Well, glad to have you here. Now, when you flew with the president on Air Force One, first off, let's do the journey, and then we'll do the visit. How far in advance do you hear about something like that?
I think we first heard about it on Friday, but honestly, I don't think we were confirmed on Air Force One until about 7 o'clock last night.
Wow. So you had a little time to pack a bag.
Little. Emphasis on little. But, you know, it's a pinch-worthy experience. You know, here you are on Air Force One. You're sitting with a bunch of the president's staff, and I'm sitting next to President Terry O'Sullivan, the head of LIUNA, you know, International Union. A president comes out and you talk for 15 minutes and some about the speech, some about policy. And then somehow we got to me growing up in Kenosha and American Motors, and we got talking about 60s cars. It was an interesting flight. But, I have to admit, it's one of those things you'll probably never forget, right? When you do a trip like that, and have the opportunity to have the president come to your district after something as important as the State of the Union, it shows how important Wisconsin is. The fact that he came to a labor hall, especially for me as someone who is a strong advocate for labor issues and for workers, it was extra special.
What do you think is the significance that so far his economic plan and his message has been so much more inclusive of, blue collar jobs, as well as we always talk about the tech economy? And look, Madison is a hub of the tech economy, and there are institutes of higher learning here, but there's also a lot of things that have to be built. So what does that say about what this administration is planning for its economic, blueprint?
Yeah, I'll tell you, more than I think any president that I've known, and this, I guess, is the third president, but, at that level, he is grounded with where real people are, right? Barack Obama, I love many things about him, amazing orator, a once in a century individual. But he surrounded himself with people from Ivy League colleges and thought that was the way to govern. Donald Trump, we'll leave it at that.
Good call.
But with Joe Biden, what was interesting is, he's very inclusive and very focused on things like manufacturing jobs. Because as we know in Wisconsin, not everyone is going to go take a tech job or do some of these other things. Not everyone goes to college, but everyone wants a good family supporting wage. And you can do that with a lot of different manufacturing and blue collar jobs. And, our infrastructure was desperately needing an investment of money. And that finally happened after four presidents of both parties talked about it. Joe Biden got it done. But those are all good blue collar family supporting jobs. And he's really proud and loves to talk about that sort of thing. So I just think he's grounded with where real people are. He's not surrounded by a bunch of Harvard and Yale and Princeton eggheads. He's not surrounded by a bunch of people who just care about, corporate donors to their party. He cares about real people because I think he's always been pretty connected as a politician.
Well, he sounds like a guy that, took the train every day and, talked to real people for all those years when he was in the Senate. How are things from the laborers' point of view, labor overall, and then the laborers' union specifically, as you talk to the folks there? What is their take on all this? Is there, skepticism because, politics is politics, or do they really have a positive outlook on where things are going between the infrastructure bill and the other things that have been in the Biden agenda so far?
So, I had a lot of conversations, especially with the international president of LIUNA, about this. Not only is the infrastructure bill, clearly a number of trades are going to benefit quite well, people who work in the trades. And for 5 or 10 years, this work is going to be out there because of the bills we did last session. But the CHIPS Act, even though the idea is to make chips here again, so clearly there's going to be manufacturing jobs around that. The construction jobs alone to build the facilities so we can build these in the U.S., is $50 billion worth of construction dollars that are going to be construction jobs right now. And then the rest of the jobs will be there for the future. So there's a lot to be very, optimistic around on the jobs front. Clearly coming out of COVID, that was where the president, the White House's focus, as Democrats' focus was. And, I think we've greatly succeeded in that area.
This is the best I can do for a curveball looking at this legislative session, because I get that the easy answer to this question is going to be zero. But you heard the president make the pitch that let's do a little bit more together on this, that, or the other thing. Do you think there is anything that, a year and a half from now, you say, surprisingly, we got this bipartisan thing done? Or are we really thinking zero based on the divide in Congress these days?
So you have to do a budget bill, right? So that's above zero.
There you go. Okay. We've already taken the over. All right. Good job.
I don't know how much more I've got for you, Pat. The problem is Kevin McCarthy is not in charge of his caucus. Every member is essentially the speaker in waiting, because that's all it takes is one member to oust him from his spot. And because of that, you know, we saw it last night. We've seen it since this first month with them in charge. He's not in control of anything. And there are too many, you know, we thought the Adams family was funny as kids because you had Morticia and Uncle Fester and Cousin It. You know, they look like Main Street Wisconsin normal compared to this Republican caucus. And that's the problem, is there, it's going to be hard for them to find a lot of consensus.
Look, you've been there long enough. You know enough Republicans. You don't have to agree on things. You learned that in the legislature as well. I have to believe, even though obviously nobody's going to name names, I have to think you know one or two folks on the Republican side of the aisle that saw some of that conduct on Tuesday night. And if they didn't roll their eyes right at you, you could sense they were doing it on the inside.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I am spoiled in Congress because I serve on appropriations. And for the most part, the vast majority of Republicans on that committee are traditional Republicans like you and I used to serve with, who you can disagree with, but you can do it without being disagreeable, and you still have to get something done at the end of the day. So I don't have to go and watch Marjorie Taylor Greene say that $5 billion went to one elementary school in Illinois for COVID, when clearly it takes fourth grade math level to understand that wasn't correct, and she doesn't really comprehend that. I don't have to deal with Matt Gaetz and his slimy, you know, actions that he does. I don't have to deal with Lauren Boebert, you know, hugging a gun publicly every chance she gets. I don't have to deal with those characters. So I deal with people who actually we have to pass a budget. So one bill we have to get done. So I guess I'm kind of relevant no matter what, which is nice. But two, my day-to-day existence is significantly better than most.
It really is. It seems like every time we talk, I hearken back to your days in the legislature, but we always say as well that, you know, when you're on the Joint Finance Committee, there's only one bill that has to pass, the state budget bill. And so that's where a lot of the work gets done. So now you're in the center of all that work as well. I wanted to ask about, you know, Senator Tammy Baldwin has been getting, you know, attention for the Made in America initiatives, the Buy American initiatives, and the infrastructure bill. Obviously, that's a priority for you and everybody else as well. That's something that has been talked about for years. For that to now be a part of the infrastructure of the infrastructure bill, that this is what we're going to have. Is there substantial significance to Wisconsin in that kind of language being inserted?
Absolutely. So, you know, the first person to stand up and applaud that was Tammy Baldwin, that line last night I watched, because I was trying to watch people like Kyrsten Sinema to see if she stood with more with us or Republicans and a few other things. Tammy was the first person, and she's been outspoken on this and done a great job across the state on this initiative. You know, down in Beloit, now I lost Beloit in the redistricting, but there's a company, Fairbanks Morse, United Steelworker workers, probably about 500,000 employees, depending. They make big engines for ships. And what's really important is, you know, there was an order from presidents to build things in America, because, you know, I don't know if you want foreign technologies in a submarine, right? Or things that could be a problem. But the Coast Guard in particular, and some of the other Defense Department agencies, didn't always do that. They'd buy things outside. This president's been very clear, and Tammy Baldwin has been very clear in helping, I think, to get this message to that level, that, you know, we benefit the most when American workers are making things, and also for other reasons, from national security to a whole lot of other aspects, that just makes sense. So again, Joe Biden is really focused on jobs. He gets that, would love to have things made back here again, doesn't want us reliant on foreign countries from everything from oil to computer chips. And that's why you're seeing, I think, the initiatives that are being introduced with that lens.
And let's get to focus on your own, you know, priorities and values. Of all the things that you heard in the State of the Union and all the things that have gotten done over the past couple of years, where were your biggest applause lines, and what things would you like to see accomplished yet, if possible, in the budget bill, if no place else?
Well, I really did love him highlighting all the bills we did last session, because I don't think people really realize we did four major bills that will affect every single family. And any one session, one of those bills would have been the biggest thing we did. We did four of them. So I was glad he did that. for me, the biggest disappointment has always been that we didn't address childcare. It was part of his agenda, the Build Back Better agenda, trying to cap it at 7% of people's incomes. You know, if you're a couple making $100,000 and you've got a three-year-old in daycare here in Madison, that's probably about $15,600 a year coming to pay for that. If you were capped at 7% of the president's proposal, you would save $8,600 a year. Plus, he had the child tax credit, don't forget, during COVID that he'd like to continue. That was another $3,600 or so. End of the day, $1,000 a month difference in your pocket as a family so that you could go on a family vacation. You could put money aside for your child's education. You could be able to buy that camper or the snowmobile or, you know, the luxuries that we like to have in Wisconsin as a middle-class family. And that would have been a game changer for a lot of people. And we've been told by employers the number one thing barring people from going back to work has been childcare. So it was my biggest disappointment we didn't get it done. But what I love is the president still as committed as he was from day one on that. And it's not a question of if we get it done, it's just when.
Well, exactly, because we saw the difference that those things made when they were part of pandemic relief. Mm-hmm. Now they're going away because Republicans wouldn't go along with extending or renewing some of these things. So essentially, they become goals for the next time around, things that you'll be telling voters about in a couple of years, saying, if you put us back in charge, we can get those kids out of poverty again.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, the child tax credit was one of the biggest ways to help get kids out of poverty. The other is the supplemental nutrition assistance program. And quite honestly, that's a small amount of money in the grand scheme of things to help kids. But, you know, again, those values, what you get with Joe Biden is about as authentic as you can possibly get, I think, from a federal level politician. You know, I think he really does care. He's really putting that agenda forward. And I'll never forget the first time I was in the White House, we had about a 2.25-hour meeting in the Oval Office, 10 of us with him, about his Build Back Better agenda. And for the entire 2.25 hours, he answered every question himself, because it was his agenda. And as you know, often as elected officials, we have very superficial knowledge and our staff have the deep dive. One question he had to go to his staff and get more clarification and deeper dive on. I was extremely impressed because as much as I have many issues I care about, when it gets to details, I often have to turn to my staff who have the deeper dive on those subjects. And he really had an amazing grasp on things.
All in all, the experience between Air Force One and the speech, Is this probably the high point of the next 2 years, given what the road ahead looks like? And if so, can you revel in that? Can you live off that for a while?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, it was great for this year. I mean, it's going to be interesting. My attitude is, one, you know, I can still work on the budget. I can still have some relevant work to do, and we'll get things done, which is good. The second part is, I totally see us taking back the majority in the House in 2024, and I'm going to be very focused right here in Wisconsin on the Supreme Court race in April. You know, if we can have the deciding vote be someone who's independent and fair rather than one of these conservative knee-jerk votes that we've had, you know, we shouldn't have an 1849 law on abortion. We shouldn't have to worry about labor law provisions, you know, being struck down by a court. We shouldn't have to worry about a gerrymandered map that where your vote doesn't count, sometimes depending where you live, in the same way as other people. And it could be a significant change for Wisconsin. So I've got a lot to keep me busy between now and April. I'm going to be really busy focused on our majority in the House for 2024. And, you know, I think those things will pay off and then we can get that agenda the president's done.
Congressman Mark Pocan, thank you so much for your time. Glad it was a great experience and we appreciate the update.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. Of course, appreciate it.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Yeah, you can turn it up. That's fine. This day in music history starts with something perfect for a Friday morning to get up and going. That, of course, would be the cover of the Kinks classic as done by Van Halen. This day in 1978. I did not think it was that long ago, 45 years ago. Van Halen released their self-titled debut album. You Really Got Me is the cover that was the breakout song from that one. And people saw this kid, Eddie Van Halen, no longer with us. But, boy, there was a lot of talent there, wasn't there? All right, other end of the musical spectrum. Happy birthday, 86th birthday to Roberta Flack, born this day in 1937. Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring. She had a couple of hits with Donny Hathaway. She was all over soft rock radio in the 70s. And again, 86 years old today. The actor Robert Wagner, 93 years old today. And I don't doubt if there was another Austin Powers movie that that number two would be a part of that one as well. But of course, you can remember him from all kinds of TV shows and movie roles. Again, those of us of a certain age, he will always be Jonathan Hart in Heart to Heart, this very cheesy romantic detective comedy, pre-moonlighting for TV in the late 70s. He and Stephanie Powers would be zipping down the highway together in their sports cars, making googly eyes at each other. Robert Wagner, 93 years old today. Also a birthday today for Greg Norman, the golfer, 78, who now runs what I refer to as the Al-Qaeda Golf League. You might call it the LIV Tour, sponsored by the Saudis. George Stephanopoulos is 63 years old today, showing that you can go from news to politics or politics to news, so long as you do a very good and fair job. And I just wanted to make note that as I typed out George Stephanopoulos' name, I only missed one letter.
Which is impressive.
That was, I impressed me. I made a note. I was going to take credit for that, for getting that almost right. Just missed the first U in there. I can spell Janet Protasiewicz, every time now. Almost there with George Stephanopoulos. And actress Emma Roberts is 32 years old today. All right, we have one little soft rock thing from Roberta Flack. Let's go to the disco end of things. Rod Stewart hit number one on the singles chart this day in 1979. His Do You Think I'm Sexy was on the album Blondes Have More Fun, which also hit number one on this day in 1979.
Now we'll move ourselves through the 80s into the 90s, 1990 to be exact. And it was on this day that the number one album came from Paula Abdul in a duet with MC Scat Cat. The Scat Cat character was actually Minnesota DJ Derek Delight Stevens, and it was a number one hit for 3 weeks. This one is rather bittersweet. It was on this day in 2008 at the Grammy Awards. The big winner was Amy Winehouse. 5 trophies, including Best New Artist, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year for this one. The snubbing, thumbing your nose at the idea of rehab turned out to be, I guess I would call it a self-fulfilling prophecy. Maybe other folks would say I'm being harsh about that, but while addiction is a disease, there is for some people a bit of an element of choice there that she went with and did not stay with us much longer after winning that Grammy, those Grammys on this day, 2008. One more, and boy, I mocked this song last time we played it, but there's a story now this week about Rebecca Black, whose viral video smash happened this day in 2011. It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Why is she in the news this week? Because the then 13-year-old, who's now 25, that song was half her life ago, but she has just released her debut album. So long after the internet fame, the ups and the downs and the bullying and everything else, she is now talking about the journey to adulthood, making music on her terms, and probably learning, like all of us, don't pay attention to the comment sections. Talks about her life, the twists and turns it's made, the girlfriend that she has who has been supporting her, who did not really know that much about, the Friday song when it came out. So look for Rebecca Black's new album, rather. Let It Burn, I think, is the name of it, something like that. And you'll see that this weekend.
I know when I looked it up last time, I saw her YouTube channel and there was a lot of stuff on there like, who on earth decided it was a good idea to put 13-year-old me on the red carpet and stuff like that?
One of the articles said, one moment she'd be, just crushed, reading comments about, her not having talent and, being ugly and blah, blah, blah. And then like an hour later, she'd, a limousine would arrive and take her to, the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards where she'd be, everybody would be, whining and dining her. So that's the thing with fame, man. You're 15 minutes. Could be really fun, or it could be a rough ride. And that 16-minute, that's a downer. Let's see. The 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified on this day in 1967. We mentioned Donald Trump's impeachment trials. The second trial, the anniversary of that one, was yesterday, following the January 6th attack. And, that second impeachment trial showed how behind the scenes Trump's own allies were considering invoking the 25th Amendment. It provides for the temporary transfer of the president's powers and duties to the vice president, either on the initiative of the president or the initiative of the vice president, along with a majority of the president's cabinet. And there were members of the cabinet who were talking seriously about Trump's state of mind and whether the 25th Amendment should be invoked. But in either case, whether it's, the 25th Amendment or the Republicans in the U.S. Senate doing their job with either impeachment trial, the one where he was blackmailing Ukraine as it was trying to stave off a Russian invasion, or fomenting an armed insurrection and the overturning of an American election, either way, you can amend the Constitution. You can have the best processes in place for impeachment and, a bar of burden of proof. But if you don't have people that are willing to
break glass in case of emergency. When there is an emergency, then all you really have are words on a piece of paper. And that's something we need to remember on this anniversary of the 25th Amendment being ratified. All right, coming up next hour, Joe Zepecki, Dan Schumacher, and are fringe Republicans from Wisconsin really thinking it's a good idea?
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.